Right, when's the last time you had an offensive season?
High school.
Tell them about your running back.
I don't care if I can't tell them about high school. No, you know what, man? I did play you know, running back in high school, but, you know, when John came to me and said, you know, that they wanted me to do that last play, the funny part about it, he never knew this. I've always wanted to do that play, you know, in the league. Yeah, I just never was bold enough to go to a coordinator and say, Coach, let me go do that last play. You know, so to go out there and do it and then, you know, messing with Jacoby and Darren, all them guys, like, I bet you won't do your dance in the middle after it's over. So it was just fun, man, and it was really a great, you know, congratulations to our fans, you know, more than anything, and that's probably why I was so excited about doing it.
How much of today was about thanking the fans? I know they showed a lot of love to you the whole time. How much did you want to show that to them?
Like everything I did to get back, if it wasn't for my team, it was for my city, you know? That's one thing that I bought in from day one, you know, that I'm not just here in this city to play football. I'm here to actually create real change in this city. And, you know, if my effort, you know, can give you hope, faith, or love, then so be it. I'll give everything I got, you know, and today was about me giving everything I got, you know, showing people no matter the circumstances that you may be going through, just push through it, you know, and if you can push through it, you know, you'll encourage somebody. And today, you know, hopefully, through what I did today, somebody was uplifted.
Did you go to the dance last time? Is that it? Or would you do it the Super Bowl? Would you do it again, ever?
I don't know. It's because it's always spur of the moment. At home, it's always predetermined because we always know who's being introduced. But on the road, who knows?
How did it start?
Real quickly, it started, one time they just got ready to introduce the defense. And they was going to introduce us together. And then this guy in my hometown named Kirby Lee, he used to always do this dance. And the dance was called a squirrel. And I told him, I said, I'm going to do that dance one day. And he was like, you're not going to do it. I said, I'm going to do it. And one day they introduced the defense. And then I came out and I just did it. And when I did it, of course, the crowd went crazy. And then after that, they was like, oh, we need to see the dance again. So then it just kept going. Then I started adding music to it and movie clips to it. And so it was just good. It was a good time, though.
Hey, that lap reminded me of Cal Ripken's lap. Did Cal kind of inspire that?
No, I tell you, when Chad and them came up to me at the end and I was, you know, doing the interviews, I just saw how many people were still in the stands, you know, and he was like, do you want to come go in and see your team? I was like, well, there's just so many people sitting around, you know, and I just think it was so appropriate, you know, because, like I said, they've been here since I've been 18 years old, man, and for those fans to be here now, and I'm 37, you know, the reward, if I can give nothing else. I wish I could have went around and signed every autograph, but I would have been here till 2 o'clock in the morning, you know. But just to take that last, because I watched Cal's the way he went out, and I applauded him, you know, the way people applauded him. And for me to take that last lap, you know, for my kids, for my dad, for my mom to be here, man, you know, I think there's no greater reward, you know, to give back to your parents to see that your son went and started something and then completed it.
After you got hurt, is there any doubt that this day would come for you, that you would have a satisfying day as you did?
I called Ozzy 2 days after I got hurt, and I said, don't put me on IR. He was like, what you mean? I said, trust me, I'll be back. You know, and we've always had trust in each other, this organization and me. And so from that point, I had nothing else in my vision but to be back. To come back and play with my team and be back. And I could have played weeks before. Yeah, but we had a good enough team to get us here. And that was the point, to get back in the playoffs. And now we go to the next level.
You were close when Denver came.
Yeah.
And then they kicked your butt pretty good. I mean, how much you relish this opportunity?
You know, would you ever regret anything? I wouldn't, you know. At this point puts me right at about 12 weeks out from when I actually tore it. And so that alone still gave me time. And once we kind of secured a spot, you know, then it was kind of already written. There was no need for me to come back and play a regular season game when I knew that we was going to be in the playoffs.
Hey, Ray's family's waiting for him. I want to put him on the spot. Ray, would you mind telling the story to these guys that you told the team, just that you mentioned Ozzy, about?
Yeah, you know, they
And this will win.
Yeah, they called me up at the end of the thing, and coach gave me a game ball, whatever. And 1995, 96, when I came out, I was at the Dolphin Stadium, and I'll never forget the phone call that Ozzie Newsome gave me. And when I picked up the phone, and Ozzie said, "Hey, how you doing, Ozzie Newsome? And I want to bring you, I want to congratulate you because we're going to draft you." And the first thing I said to him, I was like, I said, "Ozzie, what's our team name going to be? Like, who are we?" You know, because you know, we hadn't made the transition yet. You know, we were still the Browns. We hadn't had uniforms yet. We hadn't had none of that. So it was all a huge shock. I was like, man, I don't know who I'm playing for. I don't know where I'm going or anything like that. But you know what? I've always told everybody, man, that God doesn't make mistakes. And he knew that that Baltimore would be a very special place to bring football back. And who knew that he was going to bring me and Jonathan Ogden back to be the first picks here. And like I said, I can only applaud my city, applaud Ozzie Newsome, and applaud the Ravens organization for actually drafting me.
All right.
Thank you, guys.